on this week's episode of the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast.
I had a desire like for years to do this, but I just couldn't. I didn't know how. I didn't have the tools. I didn't have the right guidance. And so this challenge has completely changed my life.
Welcome to the Fuel for Fat Loss podcast, bite-sized hacks for busy mamas who want to live their best life. My mission is to not only empower you to fuel your body, but also fuel your mind and your soul. I got you. I'm here to help you burn fat, increase energy, and confidence.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our next episode where we are going to chat through a crazy breakthrough, actually many breakthroughs a client has made in our Quit Sugar Challenge. I am so excited to bring on Nelly today. Hi, Nelly.
Hi, Simone, how are you?
I'm doing so good. I am so excited to have this conversation with you because you came to the Quit Sugar Challenge with some really debilitating cravings as well as habits that were really hard for you to overcome. And I have seen you not only overcome them, but also make some crazy mindset shifts and crazy breakthroughs over the last 5 days. You are also the winner of our challenge. You're going to be heading into our 13-day detox starting in a couple weeks. I'm so excited to have you. Oh my gosh, Nelly. So I just want to dive in.
It's such a joy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, thanks for taking the time to do this. And I know your story is going to inspire others. That's why we're doing this. Because there are so many people that really struggle with cravings and overcoming food addictions and getting in control of their food. And so tell me a little bit, what was your life like before the Quit Sugar Challenge?
So prior to this challenge, I was addicted to sugar. It had become like a drug for me that I couldn't go a day without having. And the habit that I used to get that sugar fill was a medium ice cap from Tim Hortons, which, as you know, is so full of sugar. And I felt like until I had it, I was not okay. You know, it became my reward, whether I had a good day or if I had something stressful happen, I needed an ice cap to fix it. Or I just wanted to reward myself with an ice cap. Ice cap was my focus.
It was, and this was part of your day and you had to have it every single day.
And also
you mentioned that this was something that you did with your husband as well. Like this was kind of your reward together.
Yeah, it was our little like date, quote unquote. We would go to Timmy's. He would have his tea. I would get my ice cap. But you know what? It became, so that's how it started. And then I kept craving and craving more and more. So there are days where I would have two ice caps a day, sometimes three a day. And I would just fool myself into thinking that, okay, no, tomorrow, I'll start tomorrow, you know, or I'm sure we've all done it where it's like, okay, on Monday, I'll start on Monday.
Yes. Yeah.
But
how long was this part of your day-to-day?
Oh my gosh, this has been my day-to-day for years. I have been struggling with this habit for years. And you know what? It got to the point where I would be ashamed. I would be embarrassed when my kids would see me coming with an ice cup again. You know, I got to the point where I would either hide it in the car, drink it in the car before I came home, or I would like running quickly into my bedroom so that they wouldn't see it. And then I would have it secretly. And it would just got to such a bad point.
Wow.
It was hurting my body. My stomach was so bloated. And I just felt like I felt sick, literally sick.
Isn't that incredible that we can feel sick and it can, we know that it's hurting us and we can actually feel it hurting us, but yet we have this out of control feeling that like we need it. We need it to get through the day. And this was for years, you know, and I really want to preface, you know, if you guys want to have an ice cap here or there as a treat, totally fine. But when it is a habit day to day and it's filled with sugar and stuff that does not serve us, this is when it becomes a problem. And for you, the fact that it was even making you sick, we know now that it's a problem. That was a problem.
Oh, yes. Yes. My body was screaming to stop, but I didn't have the willpower, you know, to, because I had said so many, literally every week, okay, oh, I blew it again. I'll just have a second one. I'll just have a third one. I'll start on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I just felt completely lost. Like I had literally thought about even checking myself into the hospital and being like, I need help. I can't do this.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for being, first of all, it's just so vulnerable in this, you know, the sharing of the story, because that must be really hard to talk about, you know, the fact that you really felt like something was wrong with you. And, you know, you mentioned something there, like I had no self-control. And I really want to talk about that just for a second, because we did talk about this in our Quit Sugar Challenge. A lot of us are relying on self-control or willpower to stop these things that are sabotaging our healthy habits. But I explained to you guys that willpower and self-control is something that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. What we can rely on, though, is habits. Mm-hmm. And what we do in the 5-day Quit Sugar Challenge, we set it up for 5 days because sometimes looking at 30 days of quitting something is really scary. Right? Like if we would have said to you, Nelly, I don't know actually if you would have taken that on, because here you were years and years and years of needing that ice cap. So you're like, yeah. Oh my gosh, like, you know, can I actually remove this for 30 days or longer? But 5 days, I can do anything for 5 days.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. Like had it been a 30-day challenge, I wouldn't have followed through. I couldn't have done it because Simone, I couldn't even make it through 1 day.
Yeah.
Never mind 30.
Yeah. And so what I'm getting at is that we are developing habits, good and bad, every single day. Now you had a not so great habit of drinking the ice cap every single day that was hurting your body. But we were able to break that habit over 5 days, but now we're going to push for a total of 30, because on average it takes 30 days to break a habit or 30 days to create a habit. So I just want to, first of all, congratulate you on the fact that you broke this habit for five. It's actually more than that right now. It's 7 days.
But it's like, all thanks to your help. I honestly could not have done this without your support and your guidance and your love. I mean, like I said, you have held our hands for the last 5 days and just encouraged us so much and given us so much wisdom and tips. And you know, I had the desire like for years to do this, but I just couldn't. I didn't know how. I didn't have the tools. I didn't have the right guidance. And so this challenge has completely changed my life.
But you know what? And I want you to put that back on you and give yourself you the credit and you the validation, because you did the work. You, first of all, decided that you wanted to make a change. Then you decided to show up for the change. Mm-hmm. And then you decided to make the change. And here you are 7 days later, no ice caps. I want to know, how are you feeling, Nelly?
Amazing. I feel like a completely different woman. I feel free. I feel healthy. I feel radiant. I feel like I'm glowing.
You look radiant. You are glowing. It's kind of crazy because I remember, you know, talking to you that first day and now seeing you now, you really do look different. You look like your focus is there. You're clearer. Yes. Your eyes look brighter. Your skin looks healthier. Yeah. You're glowing. Like you really do look completely different. And that's in 1 week.
You know what? It's amazing by not putting this stuff in my body, how it's repairing itself already, like in only 7 days. The bloat that I had from all the sugar that I had consumed, all the ice caps, I had mentioned in the challenge that I had gained, like, I think 15 pounds in the last 6 months just from that addiction. Mm-hmm. And it was killing me. I was like dying a slow death inside. And I knew something had to give. And it was your challenge that was the answer to my prayers that I had been, you know, wanting for years. So
it's amazing. And so let's talk about how Nelly did this, because going in, and she went cold turkey, she removed the ice caps and all other sugar for 5 days. And so I really want to encourage you guys, if you're feeling like your sugar cravings or carb cravings or any type of food addiction right now is debilitating you, I want to really encourage you to go cold turkey and set yourself up for 5 days, because that's a really great amount to start feeling a little bit more in control. You may not feel like you're 1000% in control after 5 days, but you will start feeling definitely more in control. And those 5 days are not going to be easy. They weren't easy for you, right? There were days, but okay, here's the big breakthrough that I want to talk about. So on day, I think it was day three. Yes. Cause I saw you on Saturday and you said, or it might've been day four or five, where you said a craving came on.
Oh yeah.
Okay. But you took some deep breaths,
mm-hmm,
and you went and watched the sunset.
Yeah. I drove to the beach. I turned left instead of going right to Timmy's, which was my go-to. And I drove left and I went to the beach instead and I watched the beautiful sunset and I just sat there by myself.
Yeah. And it was like, this was your new reward. Like in the past, mm-hmm, you were rewarding yourself with that ice cap,
yeah,
but you chose to actually reward yourself in a way more positive way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I chose self-love.
Yeah.
You know, instead of self-sabotage, which had been my normal pattern, I chose self-love and compassion, and that's what drove me to the beach, and God blessed me with a beautiful sunset.
It was a beautiful sunset. It was a beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
I mean, that right there is such a breakthrough, right? So first of all, something that Nelly did is, number one, she went cold turkey. Those first 5 days though were not easy. They were definitely moments where she felt struggle, but she didn't give into the struggle. She found other ways of rewarding herself. And in the 5 day challenge, we talk about the habit loop. Again, remember it takes 30 days on average to create or stop a habit. So we learn about habits in the group, and I'm going to share a little bit with you guys right now, but the habit loop, there's a trigger, a response, and a reward. So basically in her case, the trigger was a craving would come on, the response that she would go to Timmy's, and the reward would be that she felt happy in that moment. This was like, right? Like this is a reward after a long day. This was her maybe bonding with her husband, having a date night with her husband, going to Timmy's. But what we did is we stopped that response and we replaced the reward. And it's just incredible to see you make that type of breakthrough.
Thank you. But, you know, I have to say that what helped me make that breakthrough is one of the things that you taught us in the 5 day challenge was about how this is just a habit that we have developed. Mm-hmm. The sugar addiction is just a habit. It's not a part of us. It's not who we are. It doesn't define who we are. It's just a habit. And so that's what I felt was so empowering, that, okay, wait a minute. If it's just a habit, then I can change it. You know, and I already know that I have everything I need within me. I just have to put it into action and believe it. You know,
I love hearing that. You actually reached out to me personally. You said, Simone, this is such a breakthrough to know that I'm not broken. I'm not damaged. Mm. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with me just because this is something that I've been doing for years and years and years. And I feel like I'm out of control. It doesn't actually define me. I'm not broken. I'm not damaged. This is just a habit. And you know what? We can change habits.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's the thing, like talking about being broken and damaged, like the reason I developed this habit was because, you know, of past trauma. And this is one of the coping mechanisms that I used as therapy. You know, when a trigger would come on, is okay, I need that ice cap. And as soon as I had the ice cap, okay, that was okay. Obviously, it was just temporary. It didn't last long. But it took the edge off the trigger. And so it's what the habit that I had created to help me deal with the discomfort of my trauma. So
yes.
But thanks to you, Simone, I'm now developing other healthier ways to help me through those triggers, because triggers are going to come. They're never going to go away. But we have the power, you know, to choose healthier options. And so that's what I've been practicing through this challenge and continue to do. And it's just so life changing.
Oh, it's amazing to see. And I'm so excited to have you in the next steps of the 13-day detox, because this is where we're going to continue to solidify those habits. But also, detoxing is a really great way to remove cravings from your day to day, and ensure that we really turn this into a lifestyle, a sustainable lifestyle that's just easy to implement. Like, none of this should feel hard as you go.
Yeah, and that's what I have found. Because you've given us the tools, like, I was really afraid once this challenge ended, these 5 days, that now what? Like, if I know myself, I'm probably going to go back to my old habits, you know, and start having the ice cups again. But you gave us the tools of how to be successful. And I can't thank you enough for that, because as I apply them, like, I am seeing all kinds of changes. I'm actually looking up, like, I spent, I don't know how many hours looking up, like, healthy recipes. And like, I'm now interested in cooking, and I've always hated cooking. I've hated it. But it was because, like, again, I had such a love-hate relationship because of past trauma and food being my, you know, my crutch, that I hated cooking. But now I'm like, I'm starting to develop an interest, and I'm excited to go to the grocery store and get, you know, things to make a smoothie, one of the smoothies or something that, you know, that you shared with us. So like, it's
like you're mending your relationship with yourself. As well as your relationship with food, which is only going to keep mending your relationship with yourself, right? So it's like this beautiful circle that you're creating here. I just love hearing that now you're developing this new excitement for food. I love it when that happens. That's true winning, right? And starting to see, and you even posted something beautiful in the group on the last day. You said food is the most powerful medicine.
Yes. And it can either harm us or heal us, right? So, you know,
I like to look at your ice caps and just hear you say they were making me feel sick. Yeah. And, you know, here you are eating so well, eating off at the menu plan, but then also we're going to be going into the 13-day detox. I can't wait for you to start eating those recipes, because you're going to be feeling a whole nother level of amazing.
Oh, me too. I can't imagine. I'm already feeling on top of the world. So.
And to hear you, like, you know, I'm starting to feel on top of the world. Like, that's so exciting. That is so exciting.
Had you guys met me before this challenge? Oh my God, I was not the same person. I was literally, like I said, I was at the, you know, at the point of like almost going to the hospital and checking in and being like, help me. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. So. But that's when we hit rock bottom, that's usually the point where we change. And we know that we need to change. So the fact that you did that, that's a win.
Sorry if I could just also say though, that your approach to doing it is just so fantastic. It's been magnificent, because you know what, I like the cold turkey way of doing it is what's made me successful, because you know, my therapist, my dietitian, nutritionist have all suggested, okay, well, you know, to help you with the addiction, have, you know, maybe just plan the day, like on Friday after work you're gonna let yourself have one, or you start with like having just 3 a week and then tone it down to 2 a week and then 1. And I was like, who are you kidding? Like, I know myself and my addiction. And there's no way, like, if I have 1, I'm done. Like, I'm having 2 and then 3 and then 1 every day. After.
Yeah, and that's not you. That is sugar. That is the power of sugar. The more we have it, the more we need it, the more we want it. And cutting it down does not work. I have played with that my entire life. I've also worked with clients and given them similar advice to what your nutritionist might have given. I've done that in the past where I've said, oh, let's just try and cut it down. That doesn't work.
No,
you need to go cold turkey with sugar, because it is as addictive as recreational drugs. And if we're addicted to a recreational drug, we are checking ourselves into rehab. Or alcohol, we're checking ourselves into rehab, and we're going cold turkey. We're removing it 1000%. There's no like, right? Oh, we'll just have a little sip here and there when you have a craving come on. Like, that's not going to work.
No,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And, so, and you know what? I compare this addiction to sugar as like the same as alcohol in my mind, because you can't just have a sip. You can't just have, you know, one day, one the other day. Like, it's got to be gone.
gone. And yeah. You did that.
Gone
and
for good.
Totally. And, you know, I really would love to have you on the podcast again after the 13-day detox. To talk about, like, because right now you're in the phase of removing sugar enough for an additional 25 days. We're going to start the 13-day detox with you in about 10 days. So it'd be really interesting to hear how you're feeling. Also, your fat loss results are going to be, you know, you said you gained 15 pounds because of these ice caps. Yeah. This, you know, I'd really love to hear your results because I know they're going to be fantastic after the 13 days.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what? It's funny because people are already noticing it and they're making comments. And I'm thinking, it's been 7 days, but it really shows. Like, even like I said, in the bulge of the stomach, it's not there anymore, you know? And people feel and see my energy and they're just so attracted to it, you know? Like, it's just
your
like,
energy is infectious. It's infectious. And it's like, I have seen the evolution in just such a short time, which is really why I wanted to bring you on here. And I just want to close it up today by, you know, it's just using Nelly's story to inspire you guys. So if you are struggling, know that there's nothing broken about you. There's nothing damaged about you. Just like Nelly was able to make that breakthrough. This is just a habit. Let's quit that sugar, quit the carbs, quit the things that aren't serving you for 5 days. Let's just get in control, get you to the point where you feel like you're in the driver's seat when it comes to your food. That's where we all want to be. Right, where we can look at that ice cap, take it or leave it. And if you want an ice cap in the future, you know, as a treat, you can absolutely go and have that, but have a strategy around it, have a plan around it. Now you don't even want it. You're shaking your head at me right now.
I'm shaking my head. Nope. I don't want it.
And you know what? You know how cool that is? Because probably eight days ago, you would have never believed that you would say that.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I'd be at Tim Hortons right now.
That's such a crazy win. So you guys just know that this is absolutely possible. Aim for that first 5 days. And then after that, you know, let's continue to create those solid habits, put you in the driver's seat and one step at a time. This is one step at a time kind of stuff right here. And Nelly's doing it and you're just such an inspiration to everybody. So thank you so much, Nelly, for taking the time to be on today and chatting to me.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening to do it for you. Don't do it for anybody else, to please anybody else, because that's one of my things too, that, you know, I would do it to please people, but do this for you out of love for yourself. Nourish your body, treat it like the temple that it is, and just feed it, you know, good things, and you'll see the results so quick.
Oh my gosh, it's such an inspiration. Thank you so much, Nelly.
My pleasure.
We'll see you in the 13-day detox.
Yes, for sure. Can't wait.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.